holidays. They are upon us. And if you're anything like me, you look forward to the holidays. Of course, however, things have been different these last 2 years. And we've had to make, or everybody has had to make some kind of adjustments. Maybe setting boundaries has always been easy for you, or maybe you've had to discover new boundaries you've had to set for yourself and for your family amidst the pandemic. So today we talk about setting boundaries, especially during the holidays. For my family, last year we only were around my in-laws, and we only saw really like 4 people probably total, maybe 6. So this year was different for us because we saw more than that. So it was different from what we've been used to these last 2 years. And while I do love the holidays, there also comes with it stressors that we hadn't had to deal with these last couple years. So yeah, the idea of setting boundaries came into play, and I think it's important to we discuss it here. So let's get into it. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Present Truth Parents podcast. My name is Marissa. I'm currently the host of the show. So in an Instagram post I posted, it talked about setting boundaries and the 4 points: decide what's important, discuss, be firm, and do not apologize. So let's go over that first one first. Okay, so deciding what's important. So we can come up with ideas in our heads. Oh, maybe that's something I'll put a boundary on, or maybe it's not, or it just kind of just could be just floating there in your minds. So when you decide on what's important, then like things become more, let's just say, on paper. You become aware of what things are important to you and where you want to set your boundaries. For example, in a previous podcast, I talked about physical boundaries. For example, I'm not comfortable with making my child hug or kiss or touch or show any kind of physical affection to a family member when they're not comfortable. Okay, that's a physical boundary. That's something you decided was important. That's something that you're going to check off your box of what's important. Another one could be, or other things could be, screen time when you're away, when you're at somebody else's house. If they're going to be able to play out of your eyesight or out of your view, or play with the older kids, or sleep over. Okay, those are the other things that could be important. So deciding on what's important, putting it on paper, you're on your way. And this next one is so important. I mean, all of them are, but discussing. Discuss. Like I said with the first point, you can have these ideas in your head, but until you talk about it and are on the same page about it, then setting these boundaries can get really confusing and really messy, and then it can get stressful because you haven't come to agreement on what you think is important, what boundaries you think are important. So writing them on paper, discussing how you're going to execute when the moment arises, and at least you know, okay, my spouse and I agree on this boundary, and so you can expect, you know what to expect from one another. And granted, I understand boundaries can change depending on circumstances, so then you talk about it as well. Hey, this was a boundary that made sense at this time, at this point, at this place, but maybe we can adjust it now based on whatever the circumstance is. So talk about it. Communication is so important. I know it sounds cliche, but it really does make a difference when you communicate what you expect from one another and what boundary you expect to be set and executing. Okay, and this next one is be firm. So this is an area I struggle with. I've mentioned this before. I am too wishy-washy about things, and when it comes to setting boundaries, it's important to not be so wishy-washy or yeah, decide in that moment, okay, this is something I could bend a little bit on or not. But what's tricky here is deciding, am I going to bend this boundary because I want the other people to not feel bad or the other person to feel comfortable or be a people pleaser? Or is it, hey, I'm going to bend this boundary because, you know, this situation is a little different from other times. So, okay, it's fine. So it gets kind of tricky, especially when you're in the moment making those decisions. But I think it's so important to stay firm, just as maybe we have read in parenting books or heard in other parenting resources. When you decide on something, you be firm about it because then your children recognize you as a stable authority in their life. Because inconsistencies just gets confusing for everybody. So when you're, just as we are firm with our children, we need to be firm with other people as well. And I, like I said, I struggle with this one. So, but being firm is important and everybody knows where you stand. And it doesn't become like this weird kind of unknown gray area. Okay, and the last point was do not apologize. Again, an area I struggle with. I apologize for everything. If somebody got my order wrong, oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes, so I feel like I'm apologizing for everything all the time because I don't like to make other people feel bad. I really don't. So that's what it comes down to. But again, just like being firm, not apologizing for that, I think is important too. So I know for me, if I have set a boundary, I am being firm about it. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm sorry I'm setting this boundary. Maybe you can be like, hey, I'm sorry that it opens up a new challenge. Now we have to accommodate. But this is something that is just so important to me, so I'm going to stick by it. Yeah, it might not be easy saying that, but I think not apologizing just means that we are certain that this is the boundary that we have set, and this is what we're going to be firm about. Did that make sense? I hope so. So what are some examples of boundaries that you have set? Maybe in general, or maybe you've adjusted them based on the holiday season, knowing that things are a little different during the holidays. And what has worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? And how have you dealt with any kind of pushback? So I wanted to share something from a very short book by Ellen G. White called An Appeal to Mothers. So it's a very short book. You can probably read it in, an hour or so? So this paragraph is from section 11.1. If you are reading it from the app. Mothers, you cannot be too careful in preventing your children from learning low habits. It is easier to learn evil than to eradicate it after it is learned. Neighbors may permit their children to come to your house, to spend the evening and the night with your children. Here is a trial and a choice for you: to run the risk of offending your neighbors by sending their children to their own home, or gratify them and let them lodge with your children, and thus expose them to be instructed in that knowledge which would be a lifelong curse to them. To save my children from being corrupted, I have not allowed them to sleep in the same bed or in the same room with other boys, and have, as occasion has required when traveling, made a scanty bed upon the floor for them, rather than have them lodge with others. I have tried to keep them from associating with rough, rude boys, and have presented inducements before them to make their employment at home cheerful and happy. So as you continue reading all of An Appeal to Mothers, you get the idea of what this vice is that she's talking about, even though she doesn't directly say it. And I don't even know if I should directly say it here, so I won't. I suggest that you read it all, and then you can draw the conclusion yourself. I found these two paragraphs that I just read totally relevant to what we're talking about here about boundaries. This is coming from personal experiences that have happened within my household. So I know that when there are sleepovers involved, even amongst really young children, there were some unwanted sexual behavior going on between the children. So since I know that that has happened, I am so certain that this is an area where we have decided and agreed we are upholding the boundary. If any sleepovers are going to be involved, we are going with them and they are sleeping with us. There's just no way around it. And I grew up going to sleepovers. You know, it's part of a thing. When you're a preteen, that's what you do. But that's not enough to be comfortable with it for my own daughters. So this is just an area where we have agreed that we have agreed that we're setting up this boundary when it comes to sleepovers like that. And it's going to be a challenge, I can imagine, as our girls get older and their peers have sleepovers, and we're going to have to address it then. But I am curious how other people have done it, other parents, whoever's listening right now. If you have any experience, by all means, please leave a message. I love hearing messages and I love hearing other people's experiences. So this is by no means a podcast that is about me. I mean, I will share some of my examples, but that I have experienced. But I want this to feel like it's a community discussion, that we are all in this together. And whether you're a Seventh-day Adventist or not, I'm sure we can find some ways that we can relate to one another. Okay, so I hope that all made sense. Thanks again for sticking with it. And yeah, setting boundaries. How has that been for you? All right. Thanks again, everyone. And we'll see you in the next episode.